Okay, let's take a look. Let's take a look. Here we have some inyanim of Rosh Hashanah. Let's deal with Rosh Hashanah. It's coming upon us very quickly. So let's try and get ourselves our heads screwed on straight before it arrives. All right. The subtopic, as it were, is Livkot Lismach. Should we cry or should we rejoice on Rosh Hashanah? So, take a look. See there, that possibly by Midbar. According to Shlibi, a couple of Kodesh, a different Kodesh, Yelachem, Kol Nefes, Avodah, Vos, Asu, Yom Tshuah, Yelachem. That's a description of Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Tshuah. What is Yom Tshuah? You see the Targum. The Targum goes underneath, just looking at the golden word there. Yom Tshuah is called Yom Yevava. To cry. Right? Miloshon, as you see in the pasuk just beneath that, remember Sisra?
Yeah.
We say for Shoftim. So the terminology used by his mother, or referring to his mother, when he didn't arrive back, which she expected him to arrive back with all sorts of spoils of war in tow. So Vatiyabed im Sisra. She cried. So Yehovah means to cry. And the Targum of Trua is Yehovah. So it means the day, essentially, the day of the shofar is the day of crying. The day of crying. The Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, the next citation down, Shir Truach Yesholo Shivavos. This is a big machlokis amongst the Rishonim, how exactly the different sounds of the shofar are meant to be made, etc. But from just the very basic Gemara, Shir Truach Yesholo Shivavos. The length of a Truah is like three Yavavos. Vatanya, oh, we learned in a variety, we learned in another Tanaic source. Shir Chua, Kishloshi Shavarim. The Shir of a Chua is like three Shavarim. Rabbi Ba'av, Vadai Kligi. There definitely is a difference of opinion over here. You see, Yom Chua Yelachem. The Pasuk we saw before in Bamidbar, that Rosh Hashanah is referred to as a Yom Chua Yelachem, which Targamina and Yom Yavava, and the Targum translates for the day of Yavava, which is the day of crying. Yom Yavava Yehelachon will receive the image of Sisra, Ba'ada Halom Nishkefa, at Yadev Ein Sisra. So she cried. And then in the Gemara, there is a discussion what exactly is the sound of crying that we're referring to. Is it what we usually think of as Shvarim? It will be usually referred to as shvarim, which is a groaning sound. And I don't know where how you know if you have if you go to a litvisha type of tkia, right, of tkios, then you're used to hearing either for a shvarim as whoto like that, whoto, right, in that nature. Or if your background is more Polish, so you're used to shvarim just being sort of like an abbreviated tkia. But it's meant to be like a groan. Oi. 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 Genuche gonach, as the Gemara refers to it. That's the sound of a shever. Genuche gonach. And as I said, different minhagim make the sound differently. Either a broken sound, to hutu or to who or hutu, whatever. Yes. Or like a shortened tkia, but it's like a crack. Oi. 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 Trua is more staccato. It's like a crying when a person is hysterical. Wailing, right? That's the best I can. I'll do the best I can with the tools available. At any event, so the true is a staccato crying. But either way, it's crying. It's either cracking, it's either groaning, oi, 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 or crying, or a combination of the both. And that's where we come up with, essentially, midrabanan, 30 kolos that we blow on Rosh Hashanah. Minatora, you don't need 30 kolos. Are we all together in this? Right? Yeah, we're all together in this? Minatora, all you need is 9 kolos. 9 kolos, 9. Tkia, Trua, Tkia, whatever Trua means, Tkiya Trua, Tkiya, Tkiya Trua, Tkiya, three times, nine kolos min haTorah. Nine kolos min haTorah. Midrabanan, because, for whatever reason, even if all of these sounds were good, but they wanted to make one unified form of blowing for all of Klal Yisrael, even if all of them would have been good, because they all reflect a different type of crying or groaning, whatever the case may be, so then we blow 30 kolos. Tkiya, Shvarim, Trua, Tkiya, three times. That's Tkiya, followed by a groan, followed by a staccato cry, then another Tkiya, three times, Tashrat, three times, Tashak, three times, Tarat, three times.
Try to erase the empirical rejection.
Right? Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. Tkiya, Shvarim, Trua, Tkiya, Tkiya, Shvarim, Tkiya, Tkiya, Trua. I've used Reish, obviously, for obvious reasons. Tkiya. Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. Whatever it is, the whole structure of Tkiya is about crying. Groaning crying, straight crying, combination. So it appeared to be a day of crying, which is sort of funny when you think about it. You don't say vidui b'chlal on Rosh Hashanah. You don't say Hashanu b'gadnu b'zal. There's even a discussion when we say avinu malkeinu. Should we say chatamu l'panecha? I think the minhag Sfaradim, you don't say chatamu l'panecha. The minhag Ashkenazim, you do say it. The first line of avinu malkeinu, we don't mention it b'chlal. That's mitzad echad. Mitzad sheni.
The psukim in the chemia. Vayikru v'seifra Torah, Torah Sakel, Elohim, I'm sorry, b'forash, v'som sechel, v'yavinu b'mikro.
Vayom in the chemia. This is when Nehemiah and Ezra addressing the people after they came back from the Golas, they came back to Eretz Israel, and the people are in a bad, bad way. A lot of chilul Shabbos, a lot of people were married to non-Jews. The sad state of affairs. So what does he say? The Ezra HaKohen HaSofer Balavim HaMevinim Et Ha'am L'Kho Ha'am Hayom Kadoshu L'Hashem Elokeshem Al Tisablu Ba'al Tifku Kibokhim Kho Ha'am Kishamam Et Sibre Torah. When you read to them the same Torah, they all began to cry because they all knew they were in bad shape. All knew that they were basically walking around in the sewers of their lives. So everybody began to cry. She told them, don't cry. Go make a seuda. Eat fine foods, mashmanim. Drink fine drinks. And send, as it were, parcels of food to those who don't have yanim. Kikodosh hayom la'adoneinu, v'al tiyatzvu. And do not be sad. Kichevat Hashem imauschem. For your rejoicing in Hashem is your source of strength. Etc. So let's make up our mind. Is the day necessarily a day of crying? The Torah seems to define it for us. The very sounds of the shofar speak to crying. Yom yavava. A day of crying. Either moaning, crying, or hysterically crying. I mean, Tzad Sheni comes along, Ezra and Nehemiah, they come and they tell the people, I'll get through, don't be sad, right? Yichlu mashmanim, yishtu mantakim, kichev ha'ashem imo'uzchem. Don't be sad. Instead, make a yontetik meal. Kichev ha'ashem imo'uzchem, for you rejoicing in Hashem is a source of your strength. So how will we approach that? Are we meant to be schizoid? How can we do both things? So take a look-see. Here's a piece from Pitka Tatak. Let's read it together inside. It's not that easy, but I think it will bear fruit for us. Tatak Kohen, in all of his writings, all of his writings very, very deeply relate to the nefesh of Israel, to all of us. In other words, he doesn't speak in abstractions. He speaks in deep ideas, but that emanate or resonate from within inside of us. So Tzadik writes as follows: Miad she'odam rotze lashuv harei ubali toyer. The minute a person wants to do tshuva, he's bali toyer. He's coming. He's coming to be cleansed. He wishes to be cleansed. He wishes to become a different person. Habali toyer. Habali toyer. V'mishpat l'sayeh oso, k'mo sh'amru v'yuma. Habali toyer, misayin oso. A person who wants to make a difference in his life, who wants to change himself, misayin oso, we aid him. And as min shamayim, they aid him, they help him. Habali toyer, misayin oso. Misayin oso. A person who's habali tameh, a person who wishes to become tameh, post-kilo. We don't aid him, but we open the door, we leave the opportunity open for him to do it. Now, that's the difference between a person who chooses that which is good, as opposed to a person who chooses something which is unfortunate. Then I can aid a person to do something that's bad. That's an incredible chesed on the part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He doesn't aid the person, but he leaves the door open. You want to do it? It's your choice. It's your choice. But a bali tayer, a person who wishes to cleanse them, who wishes to be different, misayin oso, they give the person siyat nishmai, they give him aid from the heavens. And the minute the person, or the person takes the first step, he's bali tayer, he wishes to change, he wishes to upgrade himself, he wishes to make himself into a bigger person. A bigger person. Not the small people that we tend to be, but a bigger person, a better person. So they aid him. And the minute that aid comes from Shamayim, as Memela Nifasif Bo Ruach Sahara, he has, as it were, appended onto him, increased upon him, a Ruach Sahara, a spirit of Sahara, who Mosif Lavo Litayer, and that in turn encourages him to continue with the process. He starts, Habal Litayer, there's a Ruach of Shatim Ishmael that comes to aid him. And the male is encouraged and he wants to be the tyrant of more, and so on and so on and so on. The Azchozer Hasiyuah Milamala begets the eight, who may the Mosi Lamata Lavoli Tire, the Kachozer Khalil, and so it repeats itself. Khalil meaning cyclically, in a cycle over and over and over and over and over. Anshe Mafteach, Tichudo Shel Machat. Na'asa kepiskol shel ulam. Like the other Chazal says, piskol li pesach, open for me an opening, an aperture. Kepesach kechudo shel machat, like the point of a needle. V'aniya pesach lachem, and I will open for you a pesach kepiskol shel ulam, like the opening to the great hall. It doesn't happen all at once. It doesn't happen all at once. It happens in stages. It happens in gradation. A person puts in effort, he gets Gatim Ishmael. This Gatim Ishmael encourages him to search more deeply. That in turn, causes him to do so. And in fact, that brings more Gatim Ishmael. So on and on and on and on and on. So the person can make unbelievable strides if he's willing to take that first step. Kosha Amru Zal, etc. I don't know if put that, it must have typo. Yeah? Pa'ami, sh'pa'ami adam rotza l'shuv, ve'ein nigmar, u'gedera sh'amru, poshi Yisrael u'lein charatos, v'atalom ha'ayno, kimo sh'mubav ha'medrash ha'nele ba'zohar, chodash, so far sh'breshis, ki v'shar sh'adam rotza l'shuv, adu ha'kitruk ha'godol me'yet ma'ayeter. Stop for a second. He said, but it doesn't always work like that because it really depends if a person is willing to tough it out. It really depends if a person is willing to tough it out. If we want it to be easy and happen automatically, it doesn't. But the minute a person, let's say, who knows there's plenty to correct. I know there's plenty to correct. I got a lot to correct. If I, as it were, come
to change something. And then I said, well, where's the Tzadik Shemaya? Hello? Where's the Tzadik Shemaya? When did it come? Why didn't it happen yet? Why didn't it happen yet? Because I want it to happen a la Hollywood. I want to Shazam! Take your bell! Take your bell! Where is the Tzadik Shemaya? Where is it? Tinker. Why is it not Tinker Bell here? Because it isn't a Tinker Bell. Because it's the world of fantasy. That's the world of the fraud.
So if a person, as it were, when the minute they start, they start. They start. But the minute they start, well, why am I getting some aid from heaven?
It doesn't happen like that. Because the first reaction is that there's a key truth min ha-shamayim
is that all of the darkness that we may have created by our actions or lack thereof, since this person doesn't deserve Siyata Nishmaya,
why should they get Siyata Nishmaya?
Why should we aid them? Do you know what they did? They did this and that. The Ben Amram Makom is no good. The Ben Amram Chaveru is no good. Why give them any aid? And that's why the Gemara says that the lives of the Rishonim are filled with charatos. Everybody has pangs of conscience. Everybody has pangs of conscience. But in the world of the Rasha, because nothing happens automatically for him, so the pang of conscience is here and it's gone in an instant. Because it's fleeting. Because I don't get this Tzadik Shemaya. Why didn't I get this Tzadik Shemaya? Because I want it to happen automatically, but it's not going to happen automatically. Because we don't deserve for it to happen automatically. So immediately there is a, as it were, there is a claim, a counterclaim from above that the person doesn't deserve. And what does the Rasha do? He gives up. He stops. He stops. He quits.
The male, his life is filled with pangs of conscience, but buried over with
as many experiences of life as he can cover up the pangs of conscience. Ulechach zman hakitrug
the Rosh Hashanah. It's a time of kitrug.
It's a time of kitrug. Because when we talk about, for instance, that we marbev the satan, to confuse the satan, we blow twice on Rosh Hashanah, once prior to the Shemona Esrei, and once during the Shemona Esrei, or depending on the Sfar, but close twice during Shemona Esrei, etc. But the Kitrug is, he comes and says, this guy's mine. This guy's mine. Well, why help him? He doesn't really want it. So if he's willing to tough it out, then he overcomes the Kitrug. If he's not willing to tough it out, then he gives up. And he's left only with a fleeting pang of conscience, and he never went anywhere. The kitrug is that this person really deserve any divine aid and shatter to Shmaya. The time of Shonel Shiesh Lord said, L'chein tzorach l'bakish rach v'shamayim v'eish shevo l'tayar ala siyua. That's why when a person commits themselves, decides, I want to make a difference. I want to change something. I want to be a bigger person. I want to be a better person. I want to live more consciously. More consciously in a more giving fashion. I want to be less egotistical. When a person commits himself to that, so what has to accompany that at the same time is a bakosha, please. Give me siyata d'shamayim. I can't do it by myself. Give me siyata d'shamayim. Give me aid from heaven. I can't do it by myself. Don't let me falter.
Va'etza nedo. How do you accomplish that? Because the general rule is,
and this is something that we always have to remember, is that if I say, well, let's just demonstrate the point. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, when he talks about the process of Tshuva, so the first paragraph of Hilchos Tshuva, he talks about that the components of Tshuva are Charata, regret, or that which I did, accepting upon myself not to do it again, expressing all these in the fashion of bidui, of Hashem the Bagadu, etc. Does I have to verbalize it, just think in my mind, etc. That's what Rambam says in the first paragraph of the Hilchot Tshuva. In the second paragraph of the Hilchot Tshuva, when Rambam describes a very dynamic state of tshuva, where a person who finds himself, and he chooses the example based upon the Gemara, a person who committed some sort of indiscretion, or worse than that, an avera in the world of arayos. He finds himself in exactly the same situation, with the same person, with the same sort of affection, with the same what he calls circumstances, etc. And the person resists, he says, the temptation over there. So that's a Baal Tshuva Gomer. The person who finds himself in such a situation, that's a Baal Tshuva Gomer. He has shown himself that he is a changed person. But within the context of that Rambam, the Rambam says as follows. He says, there's no to any person. They have to make Kabbalah ala Asid. They have to accept upon themselves in the future not to do it again. And then Charata ala Avar. And they have to regret that which they did in the past. So he contradicts himself from the first parak to the second parak. In the first parak, he said, first Charata, first regret. And then afterwards, Kabbalah, and then acceptance upon oneself not to do it again in the future. Are we together in this, or am I like I'm talking to Tinker? Or Edgar, as the case may be. Yeah? Hello? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, peace. So fine, so the first verse he says, in terms of doing tshuva, first has to have regret, first charata, and then afterwards kabbalah, then acceptance not to do it in the future. In the second parak, he says first kabbalah, and then charata. First acceptance not to do it in the future, and then afterwards regret. So first of all, it's a contradiction. Okay, but above and beyond that, tell me something. Can you imagine? Let's say you took the roommate who hasn't taken out the garbage yet, right? Hasn't cleaned out the shower yet. Right? Who hasn't washed the dishes yet? These are all theoretical things that never happened, I understand. But let's say you take that roommate, and you lose your muffins entirely, and you put her on a pair of rollerblades at the top of the tallest staircase in Monterey, and you give her a nudgy boom, and then she goes sailing down the staircase, and there she is, God forbid, right, lying at the bottom of the staircase in a crumpled mass. And come over to her and you say, "Boy, I'll never do that again. I'm sorry I did it." It doesn't sound right, does it? Does it sound right to you? It doesn't sound right to me. I would say first, "I'm sorry I did it," then afterwards, "I'm not going to do it again." So above and beyond the fact that there's a contradiction between the two prakim in the Rambam, which comes first, regret, and then acceptance, not to do it again. In the first paragraph he says, first regret, then acceptance. In the second paragraph he says the reverse. But without the Talmudic problem as it were over here, just the blank question, what in the world are we talking about? What do you mean first Kabbalah, I'm not going to do it again, that was Karata. I wouldn't treat the roommate who had sent down the proverbial staircase from the proverbial pair of rollerblades. Yeah? I wouldn't say that, I'll never do it again, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. We'll do it again. Elamai, and a lot of answers to this Rambam, it's a problematic Rambam. One of the answers I think is very fundamental is that in the first paragraph, the Rambam is talking about the structure of Hebrew, a formal nusach. You get up there and say, Tossin, the beast, the shot, the shaman, the cotton, the thumb, the barn, you talk about all things that get wrong, the beast, sorry, they'll never come and get it, the shem. The second paragraph, as we mentioned before, is talking about a dynamic type of tshuva. A person finds himself in a set of circumstances and they say, oh, goodness, not again. So now, if a person first addresses what they did in the past, so you know what it's going to be? It's going to be Yeshavu. I know what I did. I know who I am. I know I'm a piece of garbage. So I'll do it again. Because what's the difference? There's no hope for me. A person becomes a new ash. A person loses hope. Because their self-concept is one of, this is who I am, and I can't change. And it's true with any other. The Rambam has to choose one that he chose. That's because the Gemara was talking about that. It's true about every other. Who am I lying to? Who am I fooling? I know who I am. Therefore, I think, The Rama says in that parak, the first person that was fooled. I'm somebody else. I will never do this again. I'm not going to do it now. I will never do it again. And then, after they look at themselves in a healthier light, and it chased away, as it were, the attempts of the Yetzer Hara to convince them that the pure person who sinned is who they really are, and they have no capacity to change, after that's gone, after those shadows have been chased away, then a person can turn backwards and address, I got some baggage to clean up. But I know who I am now. I know who I am. So that's what Rav Tzadok is addressing over here. The Bechiyah of the Truah is a very real Bechiyah. If we know we're standing before Hashem, the crying of the Truah is a very, very real crying. If we know that we're standing before Hashem on the day that man was created, and the contract is being renewed, and the question in this contract is, who am I? What type of person am I? What is my relationship with Hashem going to be in this upcoming year? Both on a ruchni level and also on a gashmi level. There's a lot of heavy stakes there. A lot of heavy stakes. So a person could be brought, really, without getting involved in viduah. We don't do it. But a person could be brought to tears. It's a Yom Teshuah. It's a Yom Yavavah. It's a day of Shvarim. It's a day of Teshuah. It's a day of the groan. And a day of this uncontrollable stop. Again, not that we try to do that, but it could happen. We can understand. Understandably, that's why. What would happen? What's to prevent, however, from me from giving up? I can't be any different. This is who I am. This is the way my family is. This is the way my community is. This is what I'm accustomed to. I can't change. I can't find something on a different level. I can't be gadol. I can't be big. I can't be chashuv. Who am I fooling? I can't fool anybody. And then that becomes the crossroads. That's the crossroads here. Do I have the strength to tough it out and say, no, I want this? And then you zoke up to the Siyata Shemaya. What do I say? I can't. The devil with it, the devil with me. Might as well enjoy it while it lasts. I give up. Yeush. Give up. Says Rav Tzadok, such a beautiful, still speaks to the soul of man. Says Rav Tzadok, the Eitza Negdo Wasimcha Amatichos Balev. The Eitza, the way to extract ourselves from this unfortunately repeated pattern is what? Is Simcha. Simcha. Can you imagine? Simcha. Uvetichus Balev. Placing our trust in Hashem. Tichus Balev. What does that mean? So you see the note on the bottom.
I refer to a Chacham HaShlomo in Shulchan Aruch. We have a minhag, eat simanim on Leil Rosh Hashanah. I remember if the apple and honey, they can rough around and clear. I mean, maybe you don't say that. Whatever. But that's the apple and gun. Yeah? He runs on, she says, Hashanah Zo, Shana Tov Masuka. He writes on, yeah, she harvests from the same Tarimon. He writes on, she kara, Rav Zardinini. He writes on, etc. He writes on, Shadir from Adirba, Hedagi, yeah, Shadir Rosh, Lola Zan, all those he writes on. Says the Chacham HaShlomo Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. He says, it's not a tefillah. It's an expression of bitachon. I believe that Hashem is going to give me a good year. I place my trust in him. Not because I'm a space cadet. I'm an airhead. angry because I don't realize the gravity of the situation, but I place my bitachon on Hashem. Hashem, I have bitachon that you're giving me a good year. Because bitachon is the belief that everything that Hashem does to me, for me, around me, and involves me, that touches me, is all a toll. I assume, just as a person in a healthy relationship with a parent, I assume that they're going to wake me up in the morning with a caress on the cheek. Time to get up. Come on, open your egg a lot. Time to get up. We got to get going here. You don't want to be late. Breakfast, the afternoon, the kitchen, etc. I don't assume that I wake up in the morning, wham! Why? I don't assume that. That happens sometimes also in life. But the assumption then is the person has got a healthy relationship to begin with, then they assume there's got to be a reason for it. I don't know what the reason is. Maybe God forbid the house is on fire. Whatever the case may be, there's a reason for it. But my first stance is I believe, I trust that you're going to give me good. A good that I can understand. And if it's not a good that I can understand, I know that that is also good. And that's the best good that could have been given to me at the time. Statement of Bitachon. That is the soul. The truah is a sound of a cry. It's either the gnu chay gonach, the groan of our shoring, or it's the yulule yoyo, the sobbing of the truah. But the case on either side is the son of the tekiah. It's the sound of simcha. Simcha. To rejoice in the trembling. The gravity is great. I place my trust in Hashem. I place so much trust in Hashem that I can be in a state of simcha that I am being judged right now. It's not easy. The tears, right? Our tears on the one hand of the awesomeness of the day, but on the other hand, they have a fragrance of tears of joy at the same time. We have the opportunity to coronate the Rabbon Shalom, not because he needs it, but because he told us to be part of the process. He judges us, and we place our trust in him that he will judge us in a favorable fashion. The Chacham Shlomo says, Atrekach, that even if the Zera on the person, God forbid, we're not a what we call positive, but we know everything is ultimately positive. But even if they were one that not to be positive, but if it's bitachon and strong in Hashem, it has the capacity to change it. So the true is encased on either side of the tree. So it's not a day of levity. It's not a day of superficiality. Very awesome day. It's Yomi Noroi. Yomi Noroi. But the Noros, the Shvarim and the Chua, is cased on either side with Simcha. That gives the person the koach to tough it out when it doesn't come easily in the beginning. It keeps them from giving up. Mela, the result is that he receives divine aid, intervention. Siyata Deshmaya, to enable them to go further and further and further and further and further and further and further, Ad Ein Sof. There's no steer, there's no contradiction in the word between what Ezra Nehemiah told the people, don't cry, don't be sad. For you rejoicing in Hashem is your source of strength. There's no steerer, there's no contradiction between that and between the very name of Yom Teruah. A
day of Yevama, a day of crying. The two go together. So as we get closer to those days,
Shana, Yeshua, Yifurim, that's the mindset. The rose, on the one hand, the awesomeness of the days are coming upon us, and that's that Shani, and on the other hand, Simcha, that we have this opportunity. We have the opportunity not only to build ourselves, we have the opportunity to bring the Shechina into the world. No one else had that opportunity but me. Only Am Yisrael. For all the high points and lo aleinu, the difficult times that they've experienced throughout the millennia, only we have that source. Yira encased in Simcha. Yira encased in Simcha and Bitachon. That has to be the stance at the end of these days.
Okay. Fine. So Be'ezer Hashem, on Yom Chamishi, we'll continue with a few more topics in this. I'm sorry? Downstairs.